Mention easy bake ovens, and women of a certain age will salivate with nostalgic delight. This year, the toy that allows children to bake their cake and eat it too turns 40. There have been 11 easy bake models over the years, each designed to match the changing tastes of America's kitchen decor. From the cool aqua blue of the 1960s to the 70s, what were they thinking, hue of avocado. Today's Easy Bake Oven is shaped like a microwave, and while that may lack the charm of the miniature ovens of years past, it does work just the same. Open a package of mix, add water, pour batter into a cookie-sized cake pan, and slide it into the oven, preheated by a simple 100-watt light bulb.
I'm still amazed that you can get that little compartment so hot. I mean, that's what you're cooking with, is a light bulb.
That's Capriel Pence, the owner of Capriel's Bistro in Portland, Oregon, and host, with her husband, of the PBS show Cooking with Capriel and John.
I think of the Easy Bake Oven as my training oven, like training wheels or training bra. It was kind of like that.
Capriel Pence remembers being a bit crazed over her toy at the age of 8. She spent hours experimenting with the small pans, trying to make a bigger and better cake. One day she decided to install a higher wattage light bulb. It melted her plastic oven. 30 years later, she was asked, along with other top chefs, to contribute an original recipe to the Easy Bake Gourmet cookbook. 3.5-inch metal pans still posed a challenge. She went for wild mushroom flan.
The pan's thin enough that the flan's cooked really nicely. The texture was perfect on them, because flan likes to be cooked low and slow. It's a little bit persnickety. So the light bulb did a great job on it.
Okay, what am I doing?
Well, you take the short end of the plastic stick and you stick it through the hole.
Skeptical that one could actually cook complicated recipes using a mere light bulb, members of Morning Edition's intrepid production staff opened the Easy Bake Gourmet cookbook and got busy with their own little oven. The flans did cook perfectly and tasted great. Trouble is, it takes an hour to do 2 servings. And those pans, well, they do get hot.
It's surprisingly... Ow!
So even adults need adult supervision. We sped past recipes for roasted quail breast and jalapeno corn cakes straight to the dessert. Art Smith's pecan icebox cookies. He's Oprah Winfrey's personal chef and a contributing editor to O Magazine.
They're just these really simple little cookies that are made with just flour, a little cinnamon, salt, and butter, and chopped pecans. What's great about them is that you can make them, roll them up, and put them in the freezer, and then when you need them, you just take them out and slice them. They bake 2 at a time, so what's great about that is then you don't eat all of them.
Art Smith is a long-time fan of Easy Bake Ovens. He didn't have one growing up in North Florida. His mom said they were for girls, but his best female friend did have one. Art Smith believes Easy Bake Ovens have endured for 4 decades because they're more than just toys.
It's a great way to teach children at a young age about following directions and follow through. And then, of course, the rewards are you've got this tasty little cake or cookie.
Chef Art Smith, recipes for his cookies and Capriel Pence's wild mushroom flan, both of which work fine in a conventional oven, by the way, are at npr.org.